Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to The Huddle. Dave Schwartz, Pete Najarian, Charlie Weiss. Let's turn our gaze here to the Twins in this next few minutes. Carlos Correa is a Minnesota Twin. Meg Ryan writes for the Twins for the Star Tribune and joins us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Meg, good morning to you. Great to have you on. Carlos Correa was a Twin, then he wasn't a Twin, then he was a Giant, a Met, a Giant, and then he was a Twin again. What a crazy and wild week for you, but for also for him to follow all this. I mean, this had to be insane. Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, I think we were all kind of chatting. The beat writers were at his introductory press conference for the Twins of being like, is this, maybe even asked Derek Falvey, like, has anyone heard of anything like this in baseball? And like, you know, there's been crazy trades and there's been kind of drawn out sagas like that, but definitely nothing where it's been like with this team and then not with this team and then with another team and not with the team. And yeah, so this was kind of unique, I think, in baseball, but also in any sport. This was pretty crazy.
And Meg, it has to be that the Twins just felt more comfortable than the rest that were pursuing him, right? I mean, the concerns over health issues and everything else that just sort of stretched things out a little bit, and the Twins were very comfortable about it, from what the money is that they're willing to give him right now. But was that the entirety of it, or was there something else behind the scenes that we don't know about?
No, I mean, I think that was pretty much it. I mean, they were more comfortable, I think, than the Mets and the Giants for a couple of reasons. Like, the main one being they have experience with Carlos, right? So they played a season with him. Their doctor, their team doctor, Dr. Camp, knows him and has worked with him before. I think even he, like, in the Giants deal, the Giants were like, I think Scott Boras kind of asked Carlos's agent if Dr. Camp could talk to the Giants and be like, hey, like, I've looked at his ankle and it looks like, you know, decent. You know, maybe not the best, but okay. And so, you know, there was some comfortability. That's an athlete word for real. There was definitely some comfort there with that. And I think they also, you know, in addition just to his health, they've seen his work ethic and his preparation and how he goes about taking care of his body. And that is a big thing too, when you're looking at how sustainable is this ankle, or what is the longevity of this athlete? If you look at, okay, what is their work ethic? How much do they actually take care of their body? They've seen that, and Carlos is very good at that. So I think there was definitely some comfort there. But I also think that, you know, there was just a significant amount of luck there with the Twins too. And the fact that, you know, their offer was not big enough when this whole first thing started. Obviously they got beat out by the Giants and the Mets. But, you know, they were able to restructure this contract and do some kind of interesting things where there's these 4 years that could be a thing, you know, at the end to make it a 10-year contract, but it all depends on his health. And so they really kind of lucked into it. I think even Derek Falvey has said that, president of baseball operations, that this was a very fortunate, quote unquote, situation. So it worked out, but it was definitely an interesting way.
Meg Ryan from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline with also, by the way, possibly the funniest Twitter handle, The Other Meg Ryan. I love that you just invite that in. That's great.
That's great.
It's really, what was really interesting to me about this situation in looking at it and reading it is that the Mets and the Giants both chose the same doctor, first of all, to examine Carlos. So one, he already had the experience and already had the issues when he went to the other team, but why now? Why has this come up now? Because he's been in the league for years, and I know when he was with Houston, it was a series of one-year contracts. Is it simply because the contract that he wanted was so long that teams just had to do more work to see if he was really where they needed to be? Or is this just, it was hidden and all of a sudden it came out?
Yeah, I think that it is more, I don't think like they were trying to hide something. And I certainly think from Carlos's perspective. I don't think he was going into this free agency going, oh, let's try to pull one over on everyone and hide that, like, I don't actually have a right ankle. I've been playing with a hologram this whole time. Like, no, that was not what they were trying to do. It's just that depending on the length of their contract, the physical is more intense or not. So, like, when the Twins signed him on a three-year deal, you know, they look at things and they, you know, but it's kind of like they're not going to scan his whole body and be really intense about it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, especially with that contract, he might only have been there for a year. So it's kind of like, oh, whatever. But when you do a 10-year thing, that's a lot of money. And so if you bum out in like the third year, that's a big problem when it comes to, you know, if there's no salary cap, but it just comes to like all of what you can do with the rest of your team, how much money you can spend. And so what they do is they typically will look at areas where you've had previous injuries. And so like if you've had Tommy John before, they're going to look at your arm. Carlos has had that injury. So they looked at that right ankle pretty extensively. And then whatever, like, you know, their team doctors are who they consult, and then they consult some kind of outside orthopedic expert who is this other doctor that both the Mets and the Giants reference. And that was the doctor who kind of said like, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't really do this.
Yeah.
And that doctor, like, this is what Scott Boras says, which I don't take it with a grain of salt, I guess. But what he says is that this doctor, you know, has never really met Carlos in person. This is kind of like an outside expert. He hasn't worked with him, hasn't really seen how the ankle, like, moves in real time. This was kind of like a guy that you just, like, kind of get a secondary opinion on.
Yeah.
So that was the concern. But yeah, I don't think it was something they were trying to hide. Mm-hmm. I think it's just when you look at areas that have had problems before, you can have people that say, hey, it might be okay, and then you can have people that say, this could, you know, degenerate in a couple of years. So that was it.
Maggie brought up the signing of not just Carlos, but what does this do to the rest of the Twins organization? Should we be looking for more, or is the splash all done and now this is the team we've got?
Well, that's kind of the funny thing about this Carlos Correa signing is the big joke is that he's signing, obviously, as a shortstop and, you know, a player, but he's also assistant general manager. That's like his honorary title. Carlos is very big on the, like, he loves to talk about everything baseball, whether it's all the sports, like, side of it and on the field and strategy, but he also likes to talk about the front office stuff. And, you know, here's a guy that I think we should be signing, or here's a guy to look out for, or, you know, here's, I can move to third base and Jose Miranda could maybe, you know, whatever, like, you know, he thinks of all those kinds of things. So I think that there are moves that could happen. I think Carlos Correa probably wants stuff to happen. I think Twins fans probably would like another pitcher because Lord knows that can never be enough, especially on the Minnesota Twins.
So I
think that there could be moves. There's, you know, a month or so left until spring training starts, and then, you know, last minute deals can always happen too. But I don't know. I kind of got the impression from Derek Falvey, like at the end of the season, like somebody had asked him point blank, like, do you need to sign another starting pitcher? And he kind of was like, I don't know. I feel like our rotation's pretty good. Like, if everybody comes back and like is sustainably healthy for the rest of the season, you've got like Sonny Gray, who's kind of an ace. You've got Kent Maeda, who can be an ace. You've got Joe Ryan, who's maybe an ace in the making. Tyler Molly, who we didn't really get a great look at last year with his injuries, but he hypothetically can do a good job. And then you've got Bailey Ober, hopefully coming back from injury. So if all those people can like stay healthy, that's not a terrible starting rotation. You don't have like a Justin Verlander, but I mean, it'll serve you well. So could there be another move? I think it's possible. But I wouldn't expect like another huge name. Let's just put it that way.
Meg Ryan with just what Twins fans want to hear. Not a terrible rotation going into the season. Meg, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you on. I hope we can do it again sometime.
Thanks, Meg.
Oh, gosh, I love that. There we go. I mean, if that doesn't get you excited for the season. Spring training's here before you know it. Hey, well, we might have some more moves, too, coming up here in the next month. We'll step aside, take a quick break. The Huddle returns after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.